The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
If you're listening to TKR, Tony Curry Radio, and our host of network stations, you just heard, of course, a wonderful show called Mission Minded. We do a show called Bite by Bite because one show ain't enough when it comes to Michael Coleman. He's the man. We got so much information. Normally, when people, I got an opportunity to go down your neck of the woods, actually about halfway down to Columbia, and I was speaking at Shelby County this morning, and people were asking me what I was doing and how my podcasts were going, and yours always the first podcast I mentioned because it's Michael Coleman, man. It's Heart of Alabama Food Bank. They're like, oh, wow, you do this. You do podcasts with them. I'm like, yeah, man, we do stuff with Lynyrd Skynyrd too, but we also like to give back and do. So you're my little crown, my jewel of my crown, or the jewel of my crown, if you will, whenever I mention my podcast.
Well, I got to be honest with you. I don't hear that very often. So the friends that I say, they're like, we tolerate you, dude. That's it. That's the best we can give you.
All right. Bite by bite. What you got? What's going on?
Yeah, so we had a huge day yesterday. So one of this is a lesson about nonprofits and everything else. But so we realized that we had the opportunity traditionally. Well, let me say it this way. Traditionally, we support the communities through agencies. They come pick up. So it's called indirect support. We source the food. We distribute the food, but we're not giving it to the people directly. And so we looked at this whole idea of how do we fill in some of those gaps and do it strategically that we can't do it through our normal avenues. So we kind of created our Food is Medicine program, and there's three initiatives. One of them is that we're doing delivery service to active duty military. And I cannot begin to tell you the number of people here that serve as airmen. And one of the challenges with meeting military needs is lots of times military, very prideful, and I know this, the culture of having served in the military. And so we've even set it up where spouses can reach out to us directly. But it's difficult. Lots of them have only one mode of transportation. So we just said, look, let's just cut to the chase. We've created this rural delivery system. Let's take it to our active duty military in need. It makes a huge difference because what it in essence does is it gives them the food that they need so they don't have to cut back. They can then take that money, those resources, and pay to other bills and things. And look, I told them in my speech yesterday, so we had this huge press conference. The mayor came out, representatives of all the way to Senator Tupperville's staff were there. But I told them, look, I was 19 years old living in Germany, two or three days away from payday. Had my wife and my brand new baby, and you know, we're sucking on green beans because that's all that's in the pantry. Mm-hmm. I've lived that life. I know how tough it is. Yeah. So we want to do everything to serve our nation's military so that they can be prepared to fight our nation's wars. In that same vein, part of the delivery system, we're partnering with our cancer center for people who are food insecure. Out to the most rural parts who just don't have access. There's no grocery stores and all that. So we're taking them fresh produce a couple times a month. And we're just beginning this. We're very excited about that. And then also we have a mobile market that holds about 6,000 pounds of produce. So we're taking it to school so that when kids get out of school, all the kids can come get produce. Not even just for themselves for the way home. They can take a bag of it home.
Oh, good.
And have it. We're setting up at the cancer center and other areas where at Jackson Hospital to have when they are serving like people with breast cancer needs, other type of cancer needs. If they're food insecure, they can come in and get fresh produce. So and we're able to go in a lot of these rural places with this mobile market, in essence, and really very strategically meet a lot of needs and do direct service. So it was very cool yesterday. There were stories in local media. There's stories in local papers. And then after that, it was such a big event. We were able to give tours. But we took advantage of that. Instead of just letting that leak out, no, we called everybody and we sent out, you know, and we had a really nice VIP section of local businesses and other nonprofit stuff coming out and working with us. And it really gives them confidence in that we're going to be there for the community, for the area counties, because they see, yeah, we're experiencing some cuts right now, And while that's not helpful, we had planned these and funded these programs. We don't have federal dollars to fund this. This is all money that we've raised. But the bottom line is, you know, it's something we feel compelled to do. And so people say, well, are you going to be able to do it with spending cuts? And I'm like, look, we're running as absolutely, and we're going back and checking, how can we run as absolutely lean as possible? And this is the way I always phrase it. I probably said it on this show before. We don't want to do anything haphazardly. Everything we do has to be with excellence. Now, once we establish what the level of excellence is, okay, and we're there, then we say, how do we run that as efficiently as possible? So we'll keep lowering costs until we can no longer have excellence.
Yeah.
So it's at that line right there is where we want to operate. We're doing excellence as cheaply as we can, but we won't compromise the standard of excellence. So that's where we are. And it's going to be thousands of lives that are supported and changed. And we're super excited about the support we got both from government, elected officials, the local business communities. And so we could be all down in the mouth about the financial cuts and the food cuts, but we're not. We're very optimistic about the opportunity we have to serve. And we're very confident that our community is going to step up and meet whatever needs are there. And from our perspective, all is well. The Lord, we trust the Lord to provide, and he's going to give us what we need.
Absolutely.
And we just want to be good stewards of it.
Keep doing a good job, brother. We appreciate you. Until next week.
Thanks, my friend.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.